With that, item five, please.
From the Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2012 Legislative Updates. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Well, Ms. Young.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there are a few things that I would like to call to your attention. The first is that the October 8th meeting of the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council, which is held in Ground Deer, had a number of issues directly related to county board and county board policy. And including was the discussion of the EMS paramedic trans contract between Milwaukee County and the host committees for 2013 to 2017. There was, and nothing actually came to conclusion other than they've obviously been meeting and they're trying to work out the agreement. Obviously, one of the major issues is the issue of funding and allocation of funding to the communities involved. The other issue was the county exec's proposal regarding park patrols, but currently under the auspice of the sheriff, but the proposal to have them transferred to the various municipalities, including the city of Milwaukee and other suburban communities, and also an issue in terms of the 911. One of the things I think that was very clear was that all of the municipalities basically indicated that whether or not this is a formal action or not, they take it as part of their responsibility to, you know, obviously patrol the parks. They all felt that the money that was being proposed was not adequate, but you know, they're going to do it anyway, so the county wanted to give additional dollars to offset it. That was certainly something they were not going to reject. And they also were, you know, just concerned in terms of the fact that particularly in the summer months when there's activities that, you know, you obviously need to have, you know, the throwing of the parks. One of the things that was raised by the chair of the ICC, the mayor from Franklin, was the fact that as it was proposed, the city of Milwaukee was going to be getting some certain amount of money and the other municipalities were going to be given a separate additional amount of money that the ICC would be in charge of making determination as to the allocation. And he raised the question that never before on the ICC has that occurred, that usually if they've done allocations and spent a whole pot of money, not one set up for the city of Milwaukee and one set up for the municipalities. And I believe that that will be an ongoing issue or consideration. The other thing that came up was, and this has been an issue that's been raised several times at the ICC, and that is that the County of Milwaukee Election Commission has made a determination based on an opinion, a verbal opinion, as I understand it, from Corporation Council, that they will pass along to the municipalities the programming costs for elections. And the various municipalities were not aware of this. They had not necessarily included this in the budget and the sums that this has caused the municipalities to be charged is, you know, significant, in some cases thousands of dollars. There was a resolution that was presented to the ICC at this meeting and was actually part of the amended agenda that we received. And it was to put before the ICC a resolution expressing the fact that they were displeased with the fact that this action had been taken. And ironically, even all the voting members, including the county executive here, voted for this resolution, which I believe we provided the committee with a copy of. So at this point, that's the resolution that stands, including, obviously, an issue of conflict between the county's position that they took when they made this decision to the municipalities and concurrence with the resolution that was passed by the ICC. I assume that's an ongoing issue in terms of how that resolution is going to come forth in terms of resolution. The other issue that I just like to very briefly touch on is the fact that the State Legislative Study Committee on 911 communications met on Thursday. They certainly are coming close to some sort of consensus as to what they will collectively as a committee be proposing to the state legislature. One of the things that has occurred is that when we did the 911 surcharge on landline phones, at one point those funds were transferred to the fire and police fund, which basically goes to shared revenue. And if you, in fact, now deploy those or designate those as some other funding, it's going to affect shared revenue. It appears that what's going to be happening is there's going to be a recommendation on that final, yet that any additional surcharges to cell phones or any increase in the surcharge to landlines would now go into designated funding for 911. The other question that I raised, which I have not yet found an answer, is under statute, Milwaukee County could raise the surcharge 25 cents per landline, but currently we only charge 18 cents. So I'm not quite sure if that's something because it's based on cost only or whether or not we have some latitude. But given the fact that that's an issue in the budget, certainly it's something that I think that we have to be cognizant of as it comes through the legislature. Of course, there's the question of whether or not the legislature will adopt the study committee's concerns, but I think that certainly that was an issue that we need to follow. So if you have any questions, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them to the best of my ability.
Very good. Thank you. Questions from committee? I have a couple questions. On the election commission programming costs and the resolution of the ICC, my reading of the resolution, or my understanding of the resolution, it has no formal effect on us. And further, they didn't even ask that it be communicated to us, but we were present there, so we were aware of it. I did bring this up with the county executive's office during budget hearings, and I guess I'm wondering if you've got a response yet as to why the executive took a position contrary to the to Milwaukee County and to the advice of Corporation Council.
My apologies. I did not follow up on this, mostly because I had other things I was tracking. So I will happily today send you an email in response to this. I'm surprised, to be honest. In our office, we've had communications about how this probably is in the best interest of the county to pass these along, so I'm not sure if there's was a miscommunication or how the vote went down, but I will follow up today. And so the county executive just texted me. he doesn't I will follow up, so it's unclear kind of where we're at. So
the text message was illegible or too vague.
I'm not sure who voted for us, so I don't want to.
Very difficult to decipher sometimes. Well, we would appreciate some follow-up on it. We've raised it twice. It was confusing for all of us.
We're in the same place as where you would be.
Okay. It's unfortunate because the resolution was, I asked to see the resolution prior to the ICC meeting, and I'm assuming that the exec's office would do that if he's a voting member. So for him to be confused by the vote is disappointing. And I think it sent a message to our partners that we're all disjointed here and that we didn't understand what the election commission was how they were advising our municipalities. And that certainly puts me in a bad position with my six municipalities if the exec is doing that. So on the I guess that's it. I'll privately ask the other question on the legislative study committee and whatnot. But I appreciate Ms. Young, that you've been following that, and appears to be a very timely issue for us. Supervisor Alexander.
I have a question that I'm hoping either you, Mr. Chairman, or Ms. Young might be able to shed light on. The members of the ICC, when they take a vote on an issue in an ICC meeting, are they representing their respective municipalities and employers, or are they representing themselves as elected officials, or can they go either way?
If you look at the original compact and bylaws of the ICC, it would be my interpretation that they're there as the formal representatives of their municipality.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My other question was, Ms. Young presented a lot of information about the 911 surcharges, and I'm just a little bit confused because I've had a lot of questions from my constituents about 911 fees within their cell phone bills or their landline bills and that sort of thing, and I thought that those fees and the dispersion thereof were handled at the state level, but I also know that in just, you know, in budget hearings, we've taken up the issue of who should handle 911 calls and that. Can you help me understand how these two issues regarding 911 fees and 911 funding are interconnected, if you know?
Ms. Chairman, members of the committee, to the best of my understanding, the surcharges that are placed on the bills for both landline and or cellular are placed by the particular vendor, whether it's Verizon, Sprint, AT&T. They are then paid to the state. The county does not collect those. They go to the state. Currently, as I understand it, those surcharges are now put into what is called the fire and police fund, which really is the general fund for shared revenue. The amount that is charged is set out by statute and I believe is given oversight by the Public Service Commission. And there are some counties that don't have enhanced 911, so they handle things very differently than, for example, Waukesha County or Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County is, of course, as you know, the only county that's over 500,000, and there's a particular rate structure for counties or communities over 500,000, which is obviously Milwaukee County. I don't know if that answers your question,
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Chairman, or whatever. But I think the issue that is before this study committee is, and if we raise or if we expand the surcharge to all forms of communication that can communicate with 911, etc., how are those funds going to be distributed? And I think the committee is very concerned about making sure that the funds are used for proper training of dispatchers, proper upgrades of technology. There's something now called new generation, which, with all due respect, I have very little comprehension of. But I think that they're basically looking at this in terms of how do we make sure that on a statewide basis that we have as comprehensive a 911 system. I will note, just as a sort of anecdotal note, that there are many facilities in perhaps even Milwaukee County where if you dial 911 on the phone, it would not necessarily identify the location. It would say that it was Milwaukee County, but it wouldn't necessarily identify where Milwaukee County's building, the 911 generator, was generated from. I'm not sure about that, but many, many public buildings are not set up to identify the location, and it requires an additional internal connection to be able to make that.
Supervisor Alexander.
Mr. Chairman, notwithstanding the current activities of the 911 study committee, does that mean that as things currently are, that people with landlines and cell phones within Milwaukee County, regardless of the municipality, are paying 911 surcharges? They're going to the state, and when that is allocated and redispersed, whether that's for call centers or training or whatever it is, and whether it's to the municipalities or to the county directly, however that works, that when we're just looking at what's within the scope of the county, that the money going out of the county might not necessarily match up with money coming back into the county.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions or comments from committee members? Seeing none, that's an informational item, and it's all that we have for us today. Thank you.